Great Country Q 94. It's Lori Wilde here on your Tuesday afternoon, and I have friends in the studio today. Welcome, Sydney Hansen.
Hi.
Welcome. We learned off air that you are a Minnesotan by yes. nature, so I won't let anybody hold that back from you or hold that against
Thank you.
But you're from one of my favorite places in Minnesota, Duluth.
Yes.
Talk about growing up in Duluth and Lake Superior.
Yeah, I mean, I love my hometown. I always love going back home. I play a bunch of festivals. That's what I've been doing all summer, actually, up there. Been playing festivals at Bayfront Festival Park. And yeah, just hanging out with friends, going to the lake, all that fun stuff.
Right, like a normal, you know, young person would, right?
Right. right.
So when, you know, we talked a lot off air, and I feel like I got to catch the listeners up. How did you get into country music?
I would say I've always been surrounded by it, but I didn't know exactly what genre I was up until a few years ago. And I've always just loved country music, but I kind of became more country, southern rock, kind of like a mixture. And yeah, I've just loved it. I love the storytelling in country music, and that's what I try to do with my own songs. And yeah, so I just love creating stories with my music, mostly.
So again, we brought up you were originally from Duluth, which that's a long ways from Nashville.
Yes, it is.
what was finally the final push of like, hey, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to Nashville. I'm going to try this.
Well, actually, my producer was the one who said that I should just go down there, kind of immerse myself in the city. And it's kind of obvious, like, obviously, country music is so big down there. I've heard of Nashville all my life, and I've always wanted to go there. And so, yeah, I mean, I love it down there. I've been getting a lot of stuff accomplished, doing performing down there as much as possible, and writing and recording and all the things you're supposed to do. So
right, all the things that you say you're going right. to go do. Was there a certain moment that you've had when you were in Nashville that you're like, whoa, holy cow, like, I'm here?
I think I'd say when I met Dolly in the studio, because my producer actually works with her. He's been working with her for 30 years, so that was kind of my wow moment, I'd say.
Yeah, it probably makes sense.
Felt kind of unreal. So, yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Have you had a gut check moment the other way where you're like, oh, like, I'm here. I gotta, like, step up my game.
All the competition down there for sure makes you feel that way, just because there's so much talent everywhere you look, and because there's so many people trying to do the same thing. So that kind of checks you. But I think it's just important to be, like, yourself and try to get something different that no one else has, so you stand out.
Yeah, trying to figure out what makes you stand out.
Yeah.
And where do I fit into this giant puzzle?
Right. Pretty much.
That's got to be the tricky part. Well, you do have your guitar here
yes.
with you. And we're going to get to your single, You Are the Whiskey. We're going to get to that part. But do you want to play something?
Sure. I have this song that I released a few months back. And I wrote this in Nashville with Bill DiLuigi. And it's called Getting Somewhere Slow, and it's basically about just slowing life down as much as possible, because you're really always getting somewhere just a little slow sometimes. So, yeah. You make your big debut, the world says hello. The summer stars go flying by your window. You gotta do everything, wanna do everything. Isn't that what life's about? Time's hardly started ticking, and you feel it's running out. Your dreams are big, your mind is turning, candles bright, both ends burning, save a little fire for down the road. You got a lot to give, there's no takers, they'll catch up sooner or later. You're not standing still, just getting somewhere so long. You're getting somewhere so long. You find the words you want for your song. You hate when people say you're right where you belong. Cause you gotta do everything, wanna do everything, everything, but wait. Well, you don't have to let it get to you. Give yourself a break. Your dreams are big, your mind is turning. Candles bright, both ends burning. Save a little fire for down the road. You got a lot to give, there's no takers. They'll catch up sooner or later. You're not standing still. Just getting somewhere so long. You're getting somewhere so long. Might as well enjoy the ride. Cause what I know about overnight is never happens overnight. Your dreams are big. Your mind is turning. Candles bright with both ends burning. You got a lot to give. There's no takers. They'll catch up sooner or later. You're not standing still. Just getting somewhere so long. You're getting somewhere slow. You're getting somewhere.
We are here with Sydney Hansen. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful song. So what has been your favorite part about being in Nashville? Is it the performing, the writing, the just being immersed in it?
I'd say probably, honestly, the recording process, just because I love watching what I write with people down there turn into something that I didn't even know could exist that makes perfect sense. Like, it always turns out just right with those studio musicians down there. They just know how to really make it beautiful, and just they can do it snap of a finger. Just pick it up right away. It's amazing to watch.
Well, that's actually what I was going to bring up next. Yeah. Is the recording process. You know, a lot of people think, you know, it happens overnight. You go in, you have these professional musicians, you go in, you lay the vocals, and then it's like done tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's not really.
Well, it's a pretty quick process, honestly. You just kind of go in there, they listen to, or they look at a chart, and then they just know how to do it. They're just really professional, and yeah, it's crazy.
So talk about the process of getting You or the Whiskey recorded.
Yeah.
How did this song come about?
I wrote this with Corey Lee Barker. He was the co-writer on it. And we just wanted to write a story about love and whiskey. And
it's country music.
Right,
come on.
That's all you need, really. But yeah, just the mix between the two and how sometimes it can be a little confusing when you mix love and whiskey.
Yeah.
And you might wonder if you fell in love or if it was just the alcohol. You never know. You got to be careful out there.
Definitely have to be careful. Definitely have to be careful. Life lessons here with Sydney Hansen. Check much. Yourself. Was it the whiskey or did I really like him?
Right. Basically.
Well, it has been so great hanging out with you.
Thank you.
You know, we hope to hear more from you. If people want to, I mean, it's 2023, you know, and I know you've got cameras here.
Yeah.
How can people follow your journey?
You can find me at Sydney Hansen Official on Instagram and Facebook, and I'm on Apple Music and Spotify, YouTube, all that good stuff. So
I know you mentioned you were vlogging. Do you do TikTok too?
I do.
Oh, see, we joke here at the station, especially during the morning show. I'm too old for TikTok.
Hey,
I can't learn another. New social media. I had to end it with Snapchat. That's the end. That came out when I was in my early 30s. Now I'm too old to learn a new one.
It's just the new thing, I guess. I don't know.
I've officially reached that point in your 30s where you tip to I don't want to learn new things.
Yeah.
You'll get there someday. Trust me. Well, right. We've been talking about this song. We're going to play it now. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Safe travels on the rest of your radio tour.
Thank you.
This is Sydney Hansen now for the first time on Q94. It's You or the Whiskey.